Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're continuing to look today at the relationship between Paul and Timothy, a fascinating relationship and a really helpful one when it comes to understanding what it means to be trained to be someone who fully uses their gifts, the gifts that God has given them. Today we're talking about the issue that Timothy, in order to be trained, was willing to pay the price. Let's have a look here in Acts chapter 16, verses 1 to 5. Paul came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was Jewish and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The believers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in that area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they travelled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. These five small verses represent a significant challenge in Timothy's life as well as an exciting time. It must have been exciting to travel from town to town, talking about the decisions reached by the apostles and the elders in Jerusalem, and it must have been wonderful to see the churches strengthened in the faith and growing daily in numbers. But there was a price to pay, and the price to pay for Timothy was considerable. Today, we'll talk about the price that he had to pay to be trained. What is the price for learning from someone else? For Timothy, it meant leaving his family, leaving his mother, leaving his grandmother, presumably leaving his father, although perhaps his father was dead by this stage, it's not quite clear. He's not mentioned by name. There's a big price for him to pay as he leaves his home church. He's expecting exciting things, I presume, new church plantings, miracles, lots of conversions, that's great. But there's a darker side to the work of the gospel, especially hanging out with Paul. Paul previously in chapter 14 and 15 has been threatened. He's had a lot of opposition. He's even been stoned in chapter 14, verse 19. I doubt Timothy was unaware of this. As he goes along with Paul, surely he must understand that he could not only be part of the good news, but part of the challenges as well. A lot of us have left our homes, even left our countries to come to another place to study, to learn a career, to build our lives. I think the question for us is, are we willing to make even greater sacrifices to be trained to be an effective man or woman in building up the kingdom of God? We're willing to pay a high price for training in this world. Are we willing to pay just as high or even greater a price to be trained to be an effective disciple of Jesus Christ? I think this was something on the mind and the heart of the other apostles at different times too. In Mark chapter 10, verse 28, Peter speaks up to Jesus and he says, "We have left everything to follow you." He's aware of what he's given up. You know, everything is not too much. We've left everything, but leaving everything isn't too high a price to pay to follow Jesus Christ. And we believed that at baptism. It's important that we still believe it today and believe it in the context of what it takes to be trained, to be willing to pay the price, to be trained to be an effective disciple. It means leaving time in the way we use our time. It means readjusting that and our comfort. It means leaving our pride on one side. Because Timothy decided to leave his home comforts and follow Paul, I believe that's why he did not back out when the going got tough. When we see it as our responsibility to get trained rather than our trainer to chase us, we are willing to persevere through the tough parts of the training. Timothy followed Paul. He was willing to pay the price to be trained. Who are we following to greater faith? Next time, we'll look at what it took for him to become effective. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.